It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And here's what we've got. On a Tuesday, a little fire and brimstone crime and punishment talk. That could be coming maybe next segment. We got an FBI agent that needs to go to prison. We'll talk about that. We have another great example of the system, like we were talking about the last night, the system taking care of its own. That Supreme Court we're all banking on to overturn the Trump conviction. Hold up on that. The rapper we talked about last night, rapper whatever guy, Neo, who we thought apologized, he put out an apology, came out and said it wasn't me, it was my publicist. So we're going to have to give him his say on that one for sure. Cops, global boiling, and being too fat to work in New York City. All that and so much more is coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, but we are going to do something very different tonight at the start of the show. Is something we've done before, but it's very, very rare. We're going to set all the laughing and all the other stuff aside for just a bit. Because what happened was yesterday, the Republicans in the House of Representatives, they had a meeting. And they had a big meeting with the Gold Star families of the 13 warriors we lost when Joe Biden did what he did in Afghanistan. And these parents, they deserve to have their say. I have some things I want to say. We have a mom who's going to read all, I was going to read all the names again, but one of the moms read the names herself, including the name of her son. So we're going to play that, but we're going to do all that for you. I just want to make sure everybody remembers, because with every new story, every new scandal, it's easy to forget. We were almost to September 11th. Everyone knows September 11th, obviously. We were almost to September 11th. And the word came down from Joe Biden and his State Department that everyone needs to get out of Afghanistan now. And remember, we talked about why that was, because this is important. As we listen to these parents and the pain and we hear their stories about how Biden treated them, it's important to understand why that bizarre order came down anyway. Everyone knows, even if you want out, which of course we wanted out, you don't just pack up everything and leave overnight. That's crazy. Of course, there's a smart way to do it, a smart, safe way to do it, to get your civilians out. We can get it out from the right location. Instead, word came down, get out now. Has to be now. Which we now know. We know that the Biden administration made that call. No, it has to be right now because they wanted a political win for September 11th. They said they wanted out now because Joe Biden wanted to have a big September 11th victory parade and help his poll numbers. Look at me. Got us out of Afghanistan. It was all about approval polls. Just remember that. And remember something else as we get ready to listen to these parents and everything they went through. And we're going to list the names. We're going to listen to this mother list the names of the fallen to open up. Remember this. The Biden administration, State Department, and military leadership. They're directly responsible for these 13 warriors dead. And I understand everybody who dies, whether it be in combat or in training, they all deserve, all of them deserve to be honored and remembered. But sometimes, many times, sadly, when it comes to things like this, there's an extra bitterness involved And the bitterness comes from somebody who didn't have to die, but died because of other people, because of leadership being despicable and unpatriotic. And that's the worst of it. It's one thing to, well, what's the worst thing in the world? Your kid dying, your son dying. Look, that's applicable here because we're talking about these parents who lost their kids. If my son gets hit by a car tonight and dies, I will probably die too of heartbreak. It would be the worst thing in the world. Well, I take that back. You know what would be worse is if I got drunk on the way home and ran him over myself because I was too drunk and not paying attention. Wouldn't you agree that would be worse? It's one thing for somebody to die in Afghanistan, whatever you think of the war. It's quite another to have 13 people who were at a secure airbase, or at least American troops were at a completely secure airbase, Bagram, one we could have evac'd from safely and securely. And instead, because they wanted a political win for September 11th, gotta help those poll numbers, baby, they yanked them all out. The country collapses immediately. They then sent them right back into the meat grinder instead of an airbase that's secure, a civilian airport. You had Marines standing in huge crowds full of people, like sitting ducks for a suicide bomber. And these were their names.
Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover. Sergeant Nicole G. Sergeant Johanny Pichardo. Staff Sergeant Ryan Naus. Corporal Dagan Page. Corporal Humberto Sanchez. Corporal Hunter Lopez. Hospital Corpsman Maxon Soviet. Lance Corporal Kareem Nakui. Lance Corporal Dylan Marola. Lance Corporal Jared Schmidt. Lance Corporal David Espinoza. Lance Corporal Riley McCullum.
13 names. How did the Biden administration handle killing 13 of our warriors? Well, here's a little taste of how it went when Joe Biden, the commander-in-chief who made the decision, met a mother who just lost her son.
When Joe Biden, our elected president, entered the room, when he approached me, his words to me were, my wife Jill and I know how you feel. We lost our son as well and brought him home in a flag-draped coffin. My heart started beating faster, and I started shaking, knowing that their son died from cancer and they were able to be by his side. Also wondering how someone could honestly, be so heartless to say he knew how I felt a little over 24 hours and learning of my son's death. After this encounter, I have never had any personal correspondence, nor has my son been honored or his name spoken by this commander-in-chief, or...
13 dead. They'll never be mothers. Fathers. They'll never be husbands. They will never, ever have a chance to raise a son or a daughter. Go to church. I just got to baptize my youngest in Israel. They'll never get that opportunity to. How did the Biden administration react when asked why 13 of our warriors were slaughtered and who knows how many other people killed? Here was John Kirby.
And so for all this talk of chaos, I just didn't see it. Not from my perch. At one point during the evacuation, there was an aircraft taking off full of people, Americans and Afghans alike, every 48 minutes. And not one single mission was missed. So I'm sorry, I just won't buy the whole argument of chaos.
What chaos? It's fine. Just 13 dead. It's fine. How did the defense secretary react?
You said you executed the president's order. You didn't tell us what you advised the president to do. But do you have regrets about the withdrawal from Afghanistan?
I support the president's decision.
Do you have regrets about the withdrawal or how the withdrawal occurred from Afghanistan that cost the lives of 13 of our service members?
I don't have any regrets.
I don't have any regrets. I don't know. Do you think these parents have regrets? Do you think this lady has regrets?
My son, these 12 others left this earth thinking that their command cared nothing for them. The wounded feel that their command felt nothing for them. The survivors felt that their command felt nothing for them. I feel this as well. After seeing their friends die, sending them off, then being told to destroy everything at the airport, they were told, you got to clean up the airport. We can't leave it dirty for the Taliban. They had to clean up the airport. What kind of disrespect? What kind of hatred for our military? What kind of mess? Confusion, deceit, lost, angry, sad, heartbroken, and disgusted. These are the feelings that the service members felt and are still feeling.
Secretary Austin doesn't have any regrets, though. And maybe you thought all that audio was horrible and heartbreaking and awful. Well, I'm sorry to say I'm not quite done yet. I have one more I need to play for you from actually one of the survivors. And just get ready for this one. All right. I'm going to have to break first before I do this. Before I do that, it's you know, look, once I'm done with this, we're going to move on to other things, but we're going to finish this because those 13 warriors deserve it. All right. They deserve it. So we're going to finish this. Before I do that, go get some Dream Sheets. All right. Before I do that, go support the people who support us. Not just me, all of us. My Pillow's out there. Every single cause leading from the front. Hurting their own business. Do you know how many businesses Mike Lindell and MyPillow have been banned from? All the ones you want to be in if you sell things like pajamas and pillows and sheets and bedding. And yet, he hasn't stopped or slowed down at all. He fights harder now than he ever has. He's a Dream Sheets lowest price ever, as low as $29.98 right now. Go take advantage. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, once you click on the radio listener special square. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, and we're going to move on to the other news of the day, but I have to finish this. I feel obligated to finish this. We're talking about the 13 warriors who lost their lives in Afghanistan. We're talking about the Biden administration, the military leadership that was done them wrong. We played the mother already who read all 13 of their names. But maybe you'd like to know about the man who is president of the United States of America, leader of the free world. The man who day after day after day has to make decisions that affect the lives of 300 million people. And when you have a man like that with that kind of responsibility, you kind of need to take the measure of the man, don't you? It's really important that guy turns out to be the right guy and a good dude. I'm going to play you. This is really long. I don't know that I'll interrupt. I probably will. This is Tyler Vargas Andrews, Marine, who lost his arm in that horrible explosion, and his friends. I want you to listen to this Marine describe what it was like when Joe Biden came to see him.
2 minutes later, he walks in with him and Jill Biden and their little entourage of people and like photographer. Right away, like, remember him coming up to me, trying to shake my hand, like try to shake my right hand.
You know what? Pause on that for a moment. Sorry. I should have done this way. I want to play you first the audio of how he was treated when he was there, because keep in mind the suicide bomber that killed all those Marines and took this Marine's arm. They saw him. They knew who he was. They wanted to shoot him. Chris, would you please play this man's testimony?
I requested for the battalion commander, Lieutenant Colonel Brad Whited, to come to the tower to see what we did. While we waited for him, psychological operations individuals came to our tower immediately and confirmed the suspect met the suicide bomber description. He eventually arrived and we showed him our evidence, the photos we had of the two men. We reassured him of the ease of fire on the suicide bomber. Pointedly, we asked him for engagement authority and permission. We asked him if we could shoot. Our battalion commander said, and I quote, "I don't know," end quote. Myself and my team leader asked very harshly, well, who does? Because this is your responsibility, sir. He again replied he did not know, but would find out. We received no update and never got our answer. Eventually, the individual disappeared. To this day, we believe he was a suicide bomber. We made everyone on the ground aware. Operations had briefly halted, but then started again. Plain and simple, we were ignored.
That was before the shooting, before the explosion, I'm sorry. Now, back to his comments when Joe visited him in the hospital.
2 minutes later, he walks in with him and Jill Biden and their little entourage of people and like photographer. Right away, like remember him coming up to me, trying to shake my hand, like I try to shake my right hand. And I look at him and I'm like, I don't have an arm. And my left arm is in this big ass cast with this giant orange foam block around it. I completely immobile. All I can do is move my head. My arm's gone. I'm like, I don't have an arm. And he says, oh, and like kind of stands up and then like goes over to reach for my fingers because about an inch of my fingers are showing and just like grabs my fingers. Doesn't greet me or anything. Just that's what happened. Just grab my fingers. And I was like, okay, that's weird. And almost immediately starts talking like about how their son served in the military. Doesn't say anything about what happened. Starts talking about how their son served in the military. And my mom is just like, she's furious at this point. And they're like taking pictures and stuff. And she goes, she's like, my mom said this. She's like, say, I don't care what you guys do. She's like, you better take care of him for the rest of his life. And like she said that. And I'm sitting there and he comes over to me and he leans over me. I have a picture of this to prove it. I'll show you this picture that I have. It's a pretty funny picture. And he leans over me and he's like this close to my face. And he's like, what do you want?
And I said, what do you want?
Yeah, he said, what do you want? And I said, what? He said, what do you want? And I'm just like confused. I just got blown up. Just saw my friends die next to me. I'm like, I just want to be myself. And he's like, huh? And my mom's furious. And she's like, he said he just wants to be himself. He just wants to be him. And he goes, oh, okay. And they just continue to talk about everything but what just happened. And then they just ushered him out of the room. He didn't know what to say. They ushered him out of the room, and that was that.
Our warriors deserve better than what they got. I know you're sickened right now, furious. I'm pretty full of hatred right now. I know that's not a good thing. It's not a good place to be, but I am. I hate these people. But I just thought it would be important for everyone to understand how despicable and evil the people are who lead the country. They hate this place. We are led by people who hate the country. And I will wrap all this up with this little one. And I don't care how mad it makes you. You're welcome to email in jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you voted Democrat in the last election, if you vote Democrat every election, you know I hate Republicans, but if you vote Democrat, if you voted for that man, you're responsible for that as well. You did this. I am sick. And I'm tired of being run by demons. I'm tired of the country I love being led by demons. And I'm going to walk away from that. And we're going to move on and we're going to do other stuff tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. All right? All right. That's enough. Now, let's talk about something that lasts. Because our country is run by people like Joe Biden. They run it all. The media, the finances, the everything, they run it all. And we've been talking a lot about the national debt lately. What do we do? How do we turn it around? How do we save it? Inflation? What do we do? The truth is that these people are not going to do anything. They're going to keep spending because they don't care about anyone but themselves. And we're going to sit and watch as the value of the dollar disappears. That's why you need precious metals. That's why you have to have some gold or silver, whatever. I don't care about the color. Have it in your hands, in your physical possession. You need to have some locked away to make sure when these people are finally done carpet bombing our financial system, you're also not wiped out along with the rest of the country. Make a phone call. 833-995-GOLD. Oxford will handle it all for you. Oxford Gold Group, they're the best. I love these guys. 833-995-GOLD. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
In the aftermath of a transformative election like the one we just had, it's hard to read the news without asking yourself every 5 seconds, how did we get here? That's exactly what we're always trying to figure out on Fiasco, a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which came down to a recount in Florida and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. In many ways, it's the beginning of the story we're living through right now. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore, and find out how a statistical tie in the Florida vote count put the nation into an unprecedented holding pattern, during which American voters waited with bated breath to find out whether Al Gore or George W. Bush would be the next president of the United States. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You know what? I'm going to end all that on a more positive note than I went into all of it with, because I just went over the 13 warriors in Afghanistan. Just want to remind everyone of their names, what they did, why they died, why the administration's responsible, and the generals and everyone else on the ground. But maybe there is a more innocent explanation for Joe Biden and how little he cares about people. I played this for you last night. I'm going to play it again. It's Cheryl Rex, mother of a fallen Marine, rest in peace, warrior, describing what Joe Biden said when she was talking about her son.
When Joe Biden, our elected president, entered the room, when he approached me, his words to me were, my wife Jill and I know how you feel. We lost our son as well and brought him home in a flag-draped coffin. My heart started beating faster, and I started shaking, knowing that their son died from cancer and they were able to be by his side.
Joe Biden once again started mentioning Bo Biden, who died here in America from cancer. Did not die in combat, which he said several times again. You've heard me rant about this several times, and I have said over and over again, if you're a father and you're seizing on the death of your son to help yourself in the polls politically, that if your soul can leave your body, it's left yours. You're completely soulless. You're some sort of dark matter that I don't even want to know about. But maybe there's a more innocent explanation. I want everyone to feel better before we move on to the FBI and the system and everything else. You want to feel better about this? Maybe Joe Biden does this. Maybe he checks his watch in front of these Gold Star families. Maybe more specifically, he brings up his dead son in front of all these families, not because he's a soulless cadaver demon. No. Maybe Joe Biden is simply so addled with dementia, his brain has rotted out to the point that he has been reduced. The leader of the free world, the man with the nuclear codes, has simply been reduced to automatic programmed responses. That's all he's got left. Think of him, I was going to say like a computer, but that even wouldn't be accurate. Think of him like that big fat calculator you got in high school with all the different things on it where you could do the X, Y, Z stuff. Then you could program a couple, like 10 different things into it. That's basically what Joe Biden is right now. Either he's a soulless demon who doesn't care about the warriors or their families, or he's so addled with dementia, he is degraded to the point where he's not qualified to eat a bowl of soup without a snorkel. And maybe that's the reason. Maybe that's the reason why Joe Biden, in front of a heartbroken mother, would mention his son once again.
So there's that. I feel better. I don't know about you. I feel better. Well, no, Chris, I thought that was being nice. He's not evil. He just has dementia while being bad. It's look, different. Totally different. All right.
Let's talk about, before we get to the heavy stuff with the FBI, because actually we have a lot of heavy stuff tonight, and that kind of sucks. You know I don't like that, but it's going to be all kinds of heavy stuff. I may take some do not call. I may take some fun calls later. They won't be serious, so if you have something serious to talk about, don't bother calling in. I'll put it out there later on. Don't worry about that. We're going to need to lighten the mood on that tonight. Let's lighten this one really quickly. So there's this dude in New York City, and he's a car thief.
Okay.
Now, I wouldn't recommend you steal cars. That's an easy way to get arrested at best. At worst, you're going to get yourself shot trying to steal people's stuff. But either way, I realize life comes at you fast. Who knows what kind of upbringing he had? The dude steals cars. He goes down to Queens. He jacks some couple's luxury car. Mercedes, actually. Very nice. Very nice. And then the car, he couldn't find it in a parking garage. He called the cops to report it stolen. I know. He got himself busted. You know, sometimes there are obviously many criminals out there I have no time for whatsoever. Forget it. You know, you hurt kids, put them in the wood chipper. That's all I care about. But there are some guys like this one where I feel a little bit of sorrow and sympathy. Does that make sense? Because what chance does somebody have with an IQ of 5? The guy was always going to end up dead or in prison. Always. There are people dumb enough to steal a car and then call the NYPD when that car gets stolen. All right, enough. Let's go back to this. We're going to do a lot of system talk here. Because I'm hearing a lot of chatter on the right that sounds similar to what Mitch McConnell said yesterday. That we're going to restore norms. I mean, Mitch McConnell basically said it today about the impeachment stuff. He said, impeachment ought to be rare, and this is not good for the country. That's what Mitch McConnell had to say, of course. Okay. Should be rare and not good for the country. This is what it sounds like when the GOP speaks like this. Remember Bill Barr? We don't want to do a tit for tat. Mitch McConnell says, it's not good for the country. You know what you sound like? You sound like the person with Ebola virus calling it seasonal allergies and acting as if you simply pretend it doesn't exist, then it will either stop existing or that it actually doesn't exist because you pretend in that way. Our leaders, our quote leaders, are all of them, every single one of them, they are so far removed from being anywhere in the vicinity of what it would take to actually save the country. I know this is a little bit heavy and a little bit cynical, but it's a fact, and everyone needs to know this. Mitch McConnell cannot save this country and doesn't even know how. But it's so much more than Mitch McConnell. Kevin McCarthy doesn't. Trump doesn't. DeSantis doesn't. None of them seem to understand what's truly happening out there. I hear talks about restoring norms and that would be bad for the country. And I want you to picture this. I want you to picture what's a secret police or agency everyone would know? The SS, Hitler's SS. All right. Bad dudes. You can picture them right now. Bad dudes. I want you to picture this. I want you to picture an opposition party rising in Germany against Hitler. Obviously, we'd be much more in their camp. We don't even know their stances, but let's defeat Hitler. And I want you to picture this moment. The SS, one of Hitler's top SS guys, they decide to get involved in the upcoming election to make sure a damaging piece of information about Hitler never makes it to the media. That way the public doesn't worry about it at all. And then after the election, we find out this was this gigantic damaging piece of information. And the SS guy is the reason that information did not get out to the public. And I want you to imagine in that moment, the opposition party that was opposing Hitler stepping up and saying, ah, dang, man, that's bad. But I've got to tell you, I don't think he should be prosecuted for that. That's not good for Germany. How bad would that be if we start arresting and prosecuting SS guys? Wow. I just want to get back to norms. Can I get back to norms, guys? How about some norms for me? I can't take this anymore. The Federal Bureau of Investigation. And I can name names. I'm about to name one. Elvis Chan is his name. He was the FBI agent who coordinated everything when it came to blocking the Hunter Biden laptop story from being seen by many people. He did that because he's a Democrat donor. He's a communist activist. So he was given this position, this lofty position of responsibility at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And as part of our secret police agency, he chose to get involved to electioneer on behalf of Joe Biden. He ran a protection operation for the Biden family so Joe Biden could win the presidency. Elvis Chan should never, ever, ever have a free day the rest of his life. He should be arrested, put on trial, given a fair trial, and locked up in a federal penitentiary for the rest of his natural life. And the people on the right somehow believe that we can get this country back without that. You're insane if you think there's a polite way out of this. If you think there's a way to save this place without government people going to prison for long periods of time, I would argue you're naive to the point of being childlike. And you know how many people I hear talk about that? None. Zero. Well, I should say elected people. I know you talk about that. Or people running for office. They'll use vague terms like clean stuff up or we need to go after the deep state. I want arrests, trials. All right. Look, I'll play you some audio from Elvis Chan next before we get to him. Elvis Chan is a bright, shining example of why we're probably on our own as we move into the future when it comes to things like law enforcement. Do you have your hero gun? Do you carry something on you that will allow you to stop a very, very violent man from hurting you? Does the loved one you sent off away from home, do they have something and do they carry it on them? Hero gun is non-lethal. Hero arrow's non-lethal. Pepper balls or pepper gel, depending on which one you get. The hero arrow even has that 120 decibel alarm. That alone might save you a lot of pain. You don't need a concealed carry permit. All you have to do is go to hero2020.com, code Jesse, and that gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't believe we're almost done with the first hour already on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, just before we get to this Elvis Chan stuff, I just want to point out Eric Adams. He's signed a bill into law banning weight and height discrimination in New York City in the workplace. In about 10 minutes from now, I'm probably going to say some of the most offensive stuff I've ever said before on the show. So we'll circle back to that here in a few. I'm going to go back to this Elvis Chan thing. You know, we got Mitch McConnell. It's not good for the country to impeach the president. It should be rare. We're doing things the right way. You continue to hear people on the right talk in these terms. Elvis Chan, I just want to recap this. I know you know Hunter Biden turned in his laptop, committed all his crimes. They were all recorded on the laptop. The laptop repair shop ended up getting possession of it because the moron forgot to go back and get the daggone laptop. He turns it into the FBI. He makes a copy of it first. It shows all of Hunter's crimes. It has emails on there between Hunter and Joe. It's the most horrific looking stuff you've ever seen in your entire life. The FBI found out, not only did they bury the story, they buried the laptop. They wouldn't pursue it. They found out that someone else had found out about the laptop because the guy had copied it. And they preemptively went to Facebook and Twitter and all these social media accounts and said, hey, there's going to be some info. We just found out there's going to be some info coming out about a laptop of Hunter's. Hey, we've checked with our sources. That's definitely Russian disinformation.
I was very involved.
This is Elvis Chan, in case you'd like names of the people who did that.
I was very involved. Our field office, FBI San Francisco, was very involved in to protect the U.S. elections in 2020. And I think we can all agree, or I think many of us can agree, that it was a very safe election, that there was no malign foreign influence. There was mostly not voter fraud, despite what you hear on different outlets.
Yeah, here's Elvis Chan denying, by the way, it came out today. As you listen to his testimony, it came out today that he was lying when he gave this testimony about denying connections to social media companies.
Are you aware of any communications between anyone at Facebook and anyone at the FBI related to the Hunter Biden laptop story?
No.
How about any other social media platform?
No.
How about Apple or Microsoft?
No.
With all due respect to the person who smokes Marlboro Reds who was asking that question, the lighter, more effeminate, less chalk voice, that was Elvis Chan. No, I didn't. No, there was no coordination. No, there was no coordination, except we now have evidence that shows, in writing, Elvis Chan personally had that meeting the day after they met the first time. The day after they met the first time, Elvis got on the phone. Hey, it's me, Elvis with the FBI. Hey, can we sit down for a little bit? Let me tell you why I want that story censored. Now, there's no saving this country, ever. There will not be a saving of the United States of America until Elvis Chan goes to prison. Now, not just Elvis Chan. I want to be clear. I'm not just singling out Elvis Chan. Government people who commit crimes, who abuse their power in any way, forget crimes, government people who abuse their power, the strongest sentences in any society should be reserved not for murderers. It's for government people who do things like this. Why is that? Is this just because I'm mad at Democrats? No. And it's not because I'm pro-murderer. I'm actually very anti-murder. Please don't kill anybody, please. But if there's a murderer out there and he murders somebody, that's really bad. He's a bad person. He killed someone. He ended a life. That's a bad person. If there's a person in government who abuses their power in ways to hurt people, he will hurt more people than the murderer has ever even met in his entire lifetime. And him getting away with it will cause other government people to abuse their posts. Forget about a federal pen. Lock Elvis Chan up in a public cage and hang him in Times Square and feed him three meals a day while he sits there dangling in a cage in Times Square for all of eternity in the sun and rain. Why? Not even because I have a particular axe to grind with this commie piece of trash. It's so other commie pieces of trash at the FBI, DOJ, CIA, politicians, Republican and Democrat, so they'll visit Times Square and they'll look up and say, wow, Elvis, he looks cold up there today. I think I better mind my P's and Q's. Man, this looks like a country that takes corruption and abuse seriously. I think I'll change tactics. Instead, how many people do you hear talking like that on the right? Everybody interested in looking nice, doing it the right way, or using all these huge, vague terms. We're gonna crack down. We're gonna drain the swamp. Empty the deep state. Mitch McConnell today. Oh, it's not good for the nation. Republicans still acting like they're there with their wigs on, having a friendly debate on the House floor before we go out and just love America. If we would just act more normally, we'd restore those norms. You'll restore norms when the criminals are in prison, and before then, the norms cannot be restored. That's a fact. Now, we're going to talk about you. And I want to know the most embarrassed you've ever been in your life. You ready for this? 877-377-4373. No politics. It's not allowed. It's going to be a heavy night. I have more heavy stuff to talk about. I want to know the most embarrassed you've ever been in your life. 877-377-4373. I also want you to go give $5, $25, $5,000, whatever, to Preborn. No, seriously, you know Preborn. The ultrasound costs $28. And that $28, even if you've only given once, I just want to thank you. You have to understand that you saved a life. It's almost universal. If you get that woman in there and give her that free ultrasound, she will choose life. She hears the heartbeat and she becomes a mom immediately with a baby to protect. You did that with your $28. Look, like I've said before, you want to give $5,000, you can sponsor Preborn's entire network for a day. That's 200 lives walking the planet because of you. It's all tax deductible, but give whatever you can. You are saving a life. It's not just a regular credit card hit. You're saving a life. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you do that. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right? Sponsored by Preborn.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.